Although the corporation tax payable on profit apportioned from a controlled foreign company is brought into the tax computation as a tax charge, relief is still available for other items such as losses and ACT. As ACT is not to be examined in detail, we will only consider here the rules for losses. A claim for losses may be made to set the following amounts against the tax charge arising on apportioned CFC profits under Section 747, Subsection 4, Subsection A, losses from a property business or trade losses of the current year, charges on income, management expenses, group relief available to the company, and non-trade deficits on loan relationships. If a loss is used in a Schedule 26 claim, it goes without saying that it will not be available for carry forward or use in any other way against the company's profits. The claim must specify the amount of loss to be used. This differs from the reliefs for trading losses and losses from a property business, which are all or nothing claims. When it comes to a Schedule 26 claim, amounts can be specified, thereby maximizing potential relief. If a company has already made a claim to use a loss, it cannot withdraw that claim and replace it with a Schedule 26 claim. In other words, if a company has already made a claim against a current year loss under Section 37 CTA 2010, it will not be possible to withdraw the claim and instead set it off against CFC profits. It is therefore important to ensure that when claims are made, consideration is given to the maximum possible relief for the loss. There is an exception to this, of course, where a loss is being carried forward. Relief is given automatically in any case, and therefore a Section 45 CTA 2010 claim will automatically apply prior to a Schedule 26 claim. Let us take a look at an illustration. In Illustration 7, that we covered at the end of the last lecture, we will now assume that SmartyPants Limited has a non-trade deficit on loan relationships of £30,000, which would otherwise be carried forward. Clearly, it would be best for the company to set this loss against the apportioned income, saving tax at the rate of 28%, as opposed to using it against its other chargeable profit, only saving tax at a rate of 21%. The revised corporation tax computation would look as follows. There is a chargeable UK profit of £80,000. Tax is chargeable on this at 21%, giving us £16,800. We then have to bring in the CFC apportioned profit, which is £75,000. Tax on this at 28%, which is £21,000. We deduct from that the Schedule 26 claim, which is denoted as for the CFC apportionment in terms of tax. We make a claim for £30,000 worth of loan relationship deficit, relievable at 28%, giving us £8,400. We then deduct from that the £9,500 in creditable tax, leaving us with only £3,100 of tax payable on apportioned CFC profit, giving us a total UK tax liability of £19,900. Note that the relief for the creditable tax is given after the Schedule 26 claim. We must therefore ensure that we claim only the correct amount of loss in order to ensure that we do not waste relief for creditable foreign tax. Take a look at the next example. SmartMove Limited owns 100% of a CFC which generates profits of £250,000 and creditable tax of £42,000. You are required to calculate SmartMove Limited's corporation tax liability, assuming that the most beneficial claims are made. Once you have inserted your answer in the box, you may check it. And when you are ready, please select Continue. Let us now take a look at the solution. There are three companies in the group, so the limits for the small profits rate are £500,000 and £100,000 respectively. We must look carefully at the loss. SmartMove should first use enough of the loss itself to bring its chargeable profit down to £100,000, thereby ensuring tax relief is given at 29.75%. In addition, this CFC has creditable tax of £42,000. So, in order to avoid wasting this relief, the claim for group relief should be limited to £100,000, with the balance of the group relief going against Smartmove Limited's other profits, thus saving 21%, which is still better than wasting creditable tax. So, the corporation tax computation will look as follows. We have UK profits of £170,000, and group relief we are going to claim of £130,000. This is the full amount of the loss, less the amount that we wish to use against the CFC apportioned profit in order to avoid the wastage of creditable tax. That leaves us with chargeable profit of £40,000. A tax charge at 21% gives £8,400. We then bring in the CFC apportioned profit, which is £250,000 at 28%, giving us £70,000. We have creditable tax of £42,000, which we do not wish to waste. We need to claim a total of £28,000 under Schedule 26 against the tax charged on the apportioned profit. That is a claim of £100,000 at 28%, giving us £28,000. Therefore, that reduces the corporation tax payable on the apportioned profit to zero. Thus, our only charge to corporation tax is £8,400, and that is the correct answer. We will now turn our attention to relief for gains on disposal of shares. Without this relief, there would be a double charge to tax. The company have suffered corporation tax on the apportioned profit over the years in which it has held the shares, but is selling these shares at a possible capital gain, created by the fact that the company may not have paid any dividends out during the period. As the company has already paid tax on the profits of the company, it seems unfair that it has to pay a significant capital gain again when the shares are sold with those profits still remaining within the company and therefore reflected in the share price. Consequently, tax paid on apportioned CFC profit can be treated as an allowable deduction from the capital gain arising on the disposal of the shares in the CFC. This deduction is computed for each year in which the shares are held, and an apportionment of profit is made. The formula for calculating this relief is given as follows. We take the average market value of the shares sold over the average market value of the total holding during each relevant accounting period in which the shares are held, and we multiply that by the corporation tax charged on the apportioned profit, again in each of the relevant periods. A claim for this relief, however, must be made within 3 months of the end of the accounting period in which the shares are sold. This is a very important time limit to adhere to. Let us take a look at an illustration. Here we have a UK resident company disposing of 35% of its 100% holding in a CFC in January 2010. Apportioned profits were £100,000 in the year ended March 2008, and £240,000 in the year ended March 2009. The shares were sold for £1,125,000, and the company had bought the shares for £600,000 in June 2007. The market value of a 100% holding is £4 million, and we're going to assume for ease that the market value of the shares has not changed during the 3-year period. The capital gain on the disposal could therefore be computed as follows. We receive proceeds of £1,125,000, from which we deduct the base cost of £600,000, assuming that this applies to the 35% holding. We then deduct a small amount of indexation allowance, leaving us with a gain before relief of £489,933. We must then deduct from that the Schedule 26 relief. Firstly, we must compute the tax paid by the company on the CFC apportioned profits during the two appropriate years, those being March 2008, where the charge was £30,000, and March 2009, where the charge was £67,200. We take those charges and multiply them by the average market value of the shares sold over the market value of the total holding. This is £1.125 million over £4 million, giving us £8,437 in respect of the year ended March 2008, and £18,900 in respect of the year ended March 2009. A total deduction against the gain, therefore, of £27,337. We then deduct that from the chargeable gain, leaving us with an overall gain on which we pay corporation tax of £462,596. It's now your turn to look at an example. Here we have a company called Once More Limited, which buys shares in a CFC paying £4 per share, and then decides to sell an 8% holding a few years later. From the information given, I would like you to calculate the gain arising as a result of this share disposal. Fill in your answer in the box, and when you are ready, please select Continue. Let us now take a look at the solution. The gain on the disposal of the shares will be calculated as follows. We received proceeds of 8,000 shares sold at £7 per share, which is £56,000, from which we deduct the cost, which was £4 per share, i.e. £32,000. We then deduct the indexation allowance amounting to £3,217, and we are now ready to compute the Schedule 26 relief. The Schedule 26 relief will be computed for each year the shares are held, which will be the years ended the 31st of December 2008 and 2009. In the first of those years, we have tax paid on the CFC apportioned profit at 28.5%, giving us £53,580. And in the year ended December 2009, the tax charged on the £350,000 worth of profit will be at 28%, giving £98,000. We then apply the formula. Assuming that the market values of the shares have not changed over the period, the value of the shares sold being £56,000 over the value of the total holding of £700,000 in respect of the year ended December 2008. That gives us a deduction of £4,286. For the year ended 31st of December 2009, the deduction is £7,840. Total relief under Schedule 26 is therefore £12,126. We deduct that from the overall gain, leaving us with a chargeable gain of £8,657, which is the correct answer. That concludes this session on controlled foreign companies' relief for apportioned profits.